This I Believe. Sir Alexander Carr Saunders has been the director of the London School of Economics since 1937. He is a biologist who has written a number of books mainly concerned with problems of eugenics and population trends. He is active in public works connected with the welfare and development of the British colonies and is the chairman of the Inter-University Council for Higher Education in the colonies. In 1949, a committee under his chairmanship, which included representatives of business, trade unions, the universities, and educational authorities, produced an important report about education for commerce and the professions. In 1951, he founded the British Sociological Society with the aim of coordinating individual social inquiries and promoting the systematic study of society. Here now is the creed of Sir Alexander Carr Saunders.
I have a profound, overmastering belief in the existence of God. This is my most fundamental belief in God. I don't find it very easy to explain why I hold this belief. The reason why I find it difficult is because I don't agree with the view which most people seem to hold about the way in which fundamental beliefs are reached. Most people appear to say that the only way by which we can arrive at beliefs about ultimate questions is by reasoning. That is, by our own unaided efforts, by noting things and events, by counting, measuring, and classifying them, and then by drawing conclusions. I do not think that this is a true account of experience. We can receive and absorb, as well as reason. We can, as it were, drink in music. We can absorb natural beauty, poetry, works of art, and as we absorb, we learn. I hold that we can learn by receiving as well as by working out things for ourselves. When I try and work out things for myself by reasoning only, I find that there is a lot which points to the existence of God but does not prove it. When I stop reasoning and let myself be just receptive, say, to natural beauty, I get an overwhelming impression of the presence of God. Natural beauty is, I believe, the revelation of God through his own creation. This happens when I let things sink into myself. God is revealing himself at all times. That is my belief. But to catch sight of anything, you must stop being busy and wait. If you want to hear, you must be silent. I believe the reason why so many people doubt the existence of God is that they are so busy trying to be self-sufficient that they give themselves no chance of observing his presence. I also believe that there has been one unique revelation of God to man, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. It is one thing to believe in God and another thing to pretend to know his purposes. I find myself surrounded by mystery. I believe that God is all-powerful, but I can only form vague guesses why he allows many things to happen. But this does not shake my belief in him at all. How could I expect to know more than I do? I do think I can see what he wants me to do in daily life, and what more do I need to know than that? My belief is founded on my experience. It is my experience that it is possible to learn by being passive and by receiving, as well as by being active and producing. There is a saying that only the silent hear. And I would add that only the silent can hear God.
That was Sir Alexander Carr Saunders, the director of the London School of Economics, who is a biologist and barrister.